It's time for this week's Focus on Business. Investors in high technologies are beginning to turn their attention to startups in the Midwest, including Kentucky. Tom Martin talked about it with Victor Gutwine of the Chicago-based venture capital firm M25.
Your website states that M25 will only consider investing in Midwest-headquartered companies and for a variety of strategic and practical reasons. What are those reasons?
Well, I think right now it should be increasingly clear that the Midwest is a home of not just traditional businesses, but also technology startups. We've seen that there's been a democratization of technology and the know-how and the talent across the U.S., not just in isolated pockets on the coast. And right now, those have been completely kind of overlooked and flown over, as we're often referred to. So I think the level of attention right now is really low, but the level of activity is really high. And so there's this big market inefficiency. And then there's a lot of natural and strategic advantages based off of just being able to scale a company here. You have a good amount of large companies across a lot of industries to work with. The entire region has a huge economy. We're the fifth largest economy in the world, if you were to kind of put us as one country. And there's a lot of talent, great university ecosystems around the region, and you know, kind of spinning out regular ideas, patents, and talented people. So, you know, there's a lot of I could go on and on, but basically, we see all the right ingredients for an ecosystem here to develop that's churning out great startups, but we don't see a lot of capital yet, and so that's what we were trying to take advantage of.
About a year ago, Chris Olson, formerly of Sequoia and now Drive Capital, wrote an article for VentureBeat.com saying there are plenty of investment opportunities in the Midwest on par with those found in other parts of the country, other geographies. Let me quote him and get your thoughts on what he said. Every time we go to the coasts, we hear the same old reasons why the Midwest won't work for startups. I have yet to see anyone validate these claims with data. In fact, every piece of information we find confirms the contrary. When people take the time to see what's going on here, they stay for the opportunity, but they have to come and see it for themselves. That's what he said. What do you think about that?
It hits right on the money that there is a lot of reasons to be investing in. There's a lot of activity. It's overlooked, and I think it's built just off of biases, not off of data, as he says. So when you spend time both on a personal kind of qualitative level, getting to know people, getting to see what's happening here, but also when you kind of analytically look at it, there is activity and there's great startups. So I couldn't agree more.
What's your general assessment of what the future holds for the Midwestern region in general and Central Kentucky in particular?
We'll see in the next 5 years that this is going to go from a kind of a tech backwater, at least that's the impression, to people, you know, really understanding that this is a place of tech growth. In the future, it will start to be competitive. I think it will turn the tide from the investors that are active here having a lot of control and power and getting great investments to being more competitive, where great founders are going to have their pick of the best investors to choose from. That equation is going to turn eventually. But it's going to be like an everyday thing, I think, for somebody to be working at a technology firm in the Midwest will be very common.
Tom Martin's Q&A series appears biweekly in the Business Monday section of the Lexington Herald Leader. Technical support for this broadcast is provided by Dynamics Productions, online at dxaudio.com.